Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
It's always exciting for a biologist to find an animal species for the first time. The 1974 discovery made by Michael Tyler of the University of Adelaide was an especially fascinating one. While searching a small, fast-flowing stream in an Australian rainforest, Tyler came upon a frog unlike any he'd ever seen. While its appearance was nothing special, its way of giving birth to its young was most interesting. The female swallowed her eggs, kept them warm in her stomach, and gave birth through her mouth. A single mother coughed up 21 infant frogs in one birth. How is that possible? How could this frog carry the eggs and then the tadpoles inside her stomach without having them digested by stomach acid? To his amazement, Tyler found that the mother frog had the ability to turn off her stomach acids while carrying her infant frogs. It didn't take a marketing manager of a drug company to realize the enormous potential of this ability. Too much stomach acid causes great suffering in millions of human beings worldwide. Perhaps the frog produced a liquid substance that could help chemists develop a new drug for human stomach diseases. Maybe so, but we'll never know. This Australian frog species died out in 1980, long before any drug company could uncover its secret.
Listen again.
It's always exciting for a biologist to find an animal species for the first time. The 1974 discovery made by Michael Tyler of the University of Adelaide was an especially fascinating one. While searching a small, fast-flowing stream in an Australian rainforest, Tyler came upon a frog unlike any he'd ever seen. While its appearance was nothing special, its way of giving birth to its young was most interesting. The female swallowed her eggs, kept them warm in her stomach, and gave birth through her mouth. A single mother coughed up 21 infant frogs in one birth. How is that possible? How could this frog carry the eggs and then the tadpoles inside her stomach without having them digested by stomach acid? To his amazement, Tyler found that the mother frog had the ability to turn off her stomach acids while carrying her infant frogs. It didn't take a marketing manager of a drug company to realize the enormous potential of this ability. Too much stomach acid causes great suffering in millions of human beings worldwide. Perhaps the frog produced a liquid substance that could help chemists develop a new drug for human stomach diseases. Maybe so, but we'll never know. This Australian frog species died out in 1980, long before any drug company could uncover its secret.